Right, Hannah Critchlow has been looking at doing a crossword instead of a diet.
The Naked Scientist's Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the How to Wissman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.
This week, we exercise our brain power to find out how we can best shift those extra few pounds.
So my name's Gary Lester from Buckinghamshire, and my question is, can I think myself thin? So can I eat a really large pudding and instead of hitting the treadmill, do a math problem instead?
So could, for example, completing a crossword counteract the calorific content of all of those custard creams that I ate last night? We turn to a professor of brain energy.
I'm David Atwell, and I work at University College London, where my lab studies brain energy use. We're used to the idea of doing exercise to consume energy and reduce body weight, but the brain also uses energy to power our thinking. So can we use up as much energy by thinking hard as we can by going to the gym? Given the epidemic of obesity in the population, should we be encouraging people to do, let's say, maths problems rather than going running? Information is coded in the brain as electrical signals. These are generated by the entry of positively charged ions, sodium and calcium, into the nerve cells. These ions then need to be pumped out of the cells again, and it's this pumping that uses most brain energy, which is provided as oxygen and glucose in the blood. In fact, when you're sitting quietly, the brain consumes about 20% of the body's energy, say about 20 watts. So about 20% of the food you eat goes to power your thinking if you do no exercise. Now, when you change what you're thinking about, there are changes of brain energy use, but these are small because some nerve cells increase their signalling while others decrease their signalling. As a result, brain energy use changes by only a few percent, perhaps a few watts. In contrast, when you exercise energetically, the high energy use of muscles can double the body's energy use, increasing it by over 100 watts. So the bottom line is that the energy use associated with thinking can't be dramatically increased to reduce body weight, and there's just no alternative to keeping on doing that physical exercise.
Perhaps a run for me tonight then. But is there any other way that we can cleverly use our brains to think ourselves thin? We weigh up the options with Professor of Ingestive Behaviour, Marion Hetherington, from Leeds University.
Thoughts can guide behaviour so that you can avoid temptation and so that you can guide your behaviour towards a healthier choice. Dieters often have to amend their behaviour in order to avoid temptation and to resist eating foods which are not permitted. Therefore, thinking yourself thin is not enough. You also have to have cues to remind you to stay on your diet goal. Thinking yourself thin, therefore, is really about planning ahead and having a strategy and following it.
And Evan AU agrees, stating on the forum that thinking before eating the pudding might result in pouring on less cream. And thinking about walking to the corner store instead of driving might help too. Well, with that weighty issue resolved, we make a move to try and rejuvenate ourselves.
Hi, my name is Casey Farah, and I've been feeling a little bit old recently. I was trying to reverse this, and I wondered, would a self-bone marrow transplant reverse the aging process? Thanks.
So could infusing yourself with stem cells from your own bone marrow reverse the aging process to help us all look and feel younger for longer? Send us your thoughts. You can tweet at Naked Scientists, write on our Facebook page, email Chris at thenakedscientists.com, or join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.